Richie, first name, R-I-C-H-I-E. M, middle name, Richie, last name, R-I-C-H-I-E. He was born 8/18/78, 7/12/22. 42-3-year-old gentleman comes in today with multiple issues and problems, period, period. First of all, he's feeling very tired, has been tired for months. He thinks he knows what's causing that. It's most likely low testosterone because his testosterone at one time was less than 10. He had it replaced, but then he quit taking the medication because he doesn't like injections, period. But recently he's developed 102 temperature associated with cough, headache, muscle ache, leg pain, arm pain, especially his right shoulder, left leg pain, some leg swelling, he says, and just feeling terrible, period. In the paragraph, he has no allergies. So where was I? Richie. Let's see. His allergies are known drug allergies. His review of system as above. Social, he doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink alcohol. He puts together aluminum tanks for his company. Family history, hypertension, diabetes. Social. Has been working, no smoking, drinking. His brother-in-law, 47, passed away with COVID last year. Surgery, none. Medical problems, hypertension, anxiety, medication, Losartan, 25 milligram, Androgel, which is not taken, immunization, doesn't believe in COVID immunization. He says he'd rather die before getting a COVID shot. Review of system as above. Family history, hypertension, diabetes, I said that. Today he weighs 224 pounds, 99%, 99.3, 16, 86, 140 over 85. Heart positive, small positive, or stew. Lungs, few bronchi, but clear. Abdomen is soft. Some epigastric tenderness noted. Neck shows no JBD. Skin shows no rash or mucosa with an lesion. TMs are red. Posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. Assessment as far as his fever, chills, headaches are concerned, he's COVID positive. Number two, flu A, flu B are negative. Number three, strep is negative. Number four, low testosterone. History of, referred to Dr. Dylewski, D-Y-L-E-W-S-K-I, because he's been such a complicated case in the past. He needs blood work. He needs PSA before he can start any kind of testosterone replacement, but he's going to hold off after he feels better. Next number, he received Decadron 8, Rosefin a gram. I am now. Next number, he would be started on Paxlovid for 5 days. Next number, if he develops chest pain or shortness of breath, he'll call us right away. Next number, as far as his leg pain is concerned, which is rather severe, we wanted to make sure he doesn't have a DVT, and he doesn't have one. Next number, his arm and shoulder pain is related to most likely COVID, no sign of DVT or PVD noted. Next number, we looked at his abdomen because of nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain. And I see a fatty liver, contracted gallbladder, and nothing else. Next number, we looked at his prostate within normal limits. Next number, his aorta is within normal limits. Next number, his echocardiogram shows LVH, most likely related to his hypertension. He did see a cardiologist a couple of years ago. He had a stress test, which was negative. And has been on Losartan, which has been working quite well for him now. Next number, no history of sleep apnea reported, no symptoms of sleep apnea reported in face of low testosterone. Next number is hypogonadism, refer to Dr. Dylewski, D-Y-L-E-W-S-K-I, for replacement and treatment. Next number is wound blood work before. Next number is recommend doing the thyroid, B12, and testosterone together, since they can be low together at times. Thank you.